SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Place in football where the offense is always on the field is on Moneyline with the two best hosts in radio, Donnie Wrightside.
If anybody wasn't watching, listen, I don't know what you were doing.
And Kevin Walsh.
Forget, act like you've been there before.
On the Sports Grid Radio Network, Sirius XM Channel 159.
Oh, the best hour of your day now officially underway, and what a weekend it was. Donnie Wrightside, and we'll be joined in just a few moments by Kevin Walsh. It is Moneyline, Sirius XM Channel 159. Now, look, I don't think we have a lot of time to waste today. College basketball over the weekend, absolutely sensational. Was it profitable for your boy? Absolutely. Did I get robbed in a couple games still? Absolutely, I did. Full slate of games today. Not as much as you saw, obviously, on Saturday and Sunday, but some good stuff that we can sink our teeth into. I have a couple teams that I already have pointed out. Haven't bet any games today, but there's no afternoon action. So we have all day to let this simmer. And I guarantee you once again, once I have these plays, I will put them out on my X account / Twitter at RightsideVP. We had some fun cashing yesterday. Had five plays, won three of the five. And boy, it could have been a 5-0 sweep, but I probably honestly deserved 4-1 yesterday, but ended up with 3-2. Still profitable. Win one more game, then you lose. You'll take that every single time. Now, also, the NBA action, I don't really pay all that much attention to this weekend. Today, am I going to pay attention to it? Not necessarily. Because why? It's free agent day in the NFL. The legal tampering is allowed to start at noon. Things are flying already. What a sensational weekend of player movement and also contract re-ups across the league. Game-changing, season-changing, we'll find out, and we'll get to all of those, which included DK Metcalf, Davante Adams, Myles Garrett, Josh Allen, Geno Smith, and even taking a look at some things today, interesting enough, Jaylen Warren gets slapped with the second-round restricted free agent tender from the Pittsburgh Steelers, which is good for $5.3 million. And why is that interesting? Najee Harris is also a free agent for the Steelers. And to be honest, I do think Jaylen Warren's the better running back for the Pittsburgh Steelers. They didn't want to lose him. They signed him to that restrictive tag. Or I should say they didn't sign him. They just slapped that tag on. So if somebody wants to come out and sign him as a free agent, you got to give up a second-round draft pick. That's not happening here. We'll see if they work out a longer-term deal. But it's clear to me that it looks like they found their running back of the future, and it just might not be Najee Harris. Also today, in just the past few moments, Khalil Mack re-signing with the Chargers to a one-year, $18 million contract. One of those big-time free agents, even though he was an aging veteran still playing well, he's off the board. Players are getting paid astronomical sums of money right now because of the exploding salary cap and the limited options to try to improve your team on the free agent market, which then leaves Milton Williams of the Philadelphia Eagles, Josh Sweat of the Philadelphia Eagles, Sam Darnold, where is he going to go? By the way, ask Ben Stevens this morning on the early line, like, what are the odds that, like, he signs today? And I think they're really high. Also, the Bucs just have agreed to a deal on a three-year, $22 million tag with, guard Ben Bredesen here. So returning back, a lot of people are going to be flying through. A lot of change is going to be made. Are we going to see any of those explosions today? And meaning explosions as, is there going to be some craziness? Does Sam Darnold go to the Seattle Seahawks? Does Sam Darnold change up and maybe the Pittsburgh Steelers pick up the phone and call? Sam Darnold coming back on the East Coast. It looks to me that Sam Darnold is probably going to stay on the West Coast with Seattle at this point. I shouldn't say stay because he wasn't out there before, but it looks like that's where they're lining up. But let's get to some of the interesting movement here. And that starts with DK Metcalf. Was a Seattle Seahawk. Was looking for big-time money, just not particularly with Seattle. So Seattle moves DK Metcalf for a second-round draft pick yesterday over to the Pittsburgh Steelers, which immediately ramps up their offensive production right away. George Pickens on one side, quality wide receiver, when he's engaged and when he's actually paying attention. On the opposite side now, you have DK Metcalf. That's fantastic. Freiermuth is a decent tight end over the middle. And then again, you're bringing back a running back here, non-Najee at this point, which I do think is interesting though, right? Like, Jaylen Warren is really good out of the backfield, and as I told you, is the better running back. So that makes sense. But you know what doesn't make sense? Who the quarterback is going to be for the Pittsburgh Steelers this year. That's the interesting part of things. Because if you are saying that they want to bring back Justin Fields, I don't understand the move for DK Metcalf. Now, let me explain myself. Because if I am looking at DK Metcalf, that anytime you get him and add him to your wide receiver core, you're going to be a better offense. That's true. But how do you maximize his talent? Is it going with Justin Fields, a below average passer? Like, to me, if you have now two viable options at wide receiver that can both be Pro Bowl caliber talents, you owe it to yourself and your offense and those wide receivers to get a quarterback that can throw the football. That's not Justin Fields for me. Like I stated on the early line this morning, if I'm looking towards the Pittsburgh Steelers and Justin Fields my quarterback, I'm not investing in the wide receiver position. I'm just not going to do that. Or invest big time money. You might bring in a lower level free agent just to fill out your roster per se. But I'm not going out there and spending a ton of money and draft capital on a wideout only to have Justin Fields throw fireball worm burners at the guy's feet. I'm not doing that. Like, Justin Fields is a running quarterback. Can he be efficient? Maybe he can. Haven't seen it at all in his career. But then again, are you bringing back Russell Wilson for the Steelers? That doesn't make sense. You know me. I was a big proponent when he got the start for the Steelers. It's okay, we might have a passing game now. It's clear, like, at the end of the season, like, he's like, looks like a shot fighter out there. He can't get out of the way of the pass rush, which was always his MO in Seattle. I used to tell you until your ears would bleed, Russ doesn't even need an offensive line. Just let an all-out zero blitz hit him every single time. He'll juke the first two guys, roll out of the pocket, make an unbelievable throw downfield. He can't do that anymore. He's not the same quarterback as he was in Seattle, and that's apparent. So if you are the Steelers, is it Aaron Rodgers, which is interesting once again to me? Because it didn't work out at all in New York. His statistics last year were decent, though. They were of a caliber that says he can still play football a bit. He doesn't move as well in the pocket. We get that. And he will undermine you if you let him in your organization. The Pittsburgh Steelers and Mike Tomlin, I don't think you're going to get undermined here. From head coach to general manager to ownership group. So it does open up a capability for Aaron Rodgers to go to the Steelers. How's it going to work out? I mean, it just might work out exactly the way it did with the New York Jets. Absolutely horrendous, and why did you do that? But since you upgraded the wide receiver position, you need a passer. And Aaron Rodgers is still a passer. He's a way better passer than Justin Fields. A way better passer than if you're just taking a look at Russell Wilson at this point. And the only other option that I guess would make sense for the Steelers is if they reached out to Sam Darnold and said, you know what? Come on in here and come into town. Because getting DK Metcalf is fine, but if you can't use DK Metcalf, what was the point of that move? And also, DK Metcalf got $150 million. So the Steelers, trying to make a play in the AFC North, not understanding who the quarterback is actually going to be this fall, that's interesting. And maybe we'll hear much more about that today. But the Steelers, in no way, shape, or form, feel like they were being proactive at the quarterback position at all. Maybe they surprise us today. Maybe they do get proactive. Maybe they look to make a trade at quarterback if anybody's even available. But more importantly, looking at, so we're hearing Justin Fields, Russell Wilson, Aaron Rodgers to the Steelers. Do they shake it up and get a phone call out there to Sam Darnold? I'm not even saying Sam Darnold's the right move, but Sam Darnold is a way better passer than, once again, Russell Wilson and also Justin Fields. So we'll see how that is. But that was one of the interesting shoes to drop. I'll tell you the other one, which we're going to tee up for the other side of the break. The Rams were a week and a half ago away from ruining their entire franchise. Now it looks like they are ascending, and I love every move they're making right now, which included bringing back Matthew Stafford and now adding another weapon in Devontae Adams. So we're going to continue here a little bit with DK Metcalf, the fallout in Seattle, but I also want to focus here on what the Los Angeles Rams have on deck for us, because I do think that's going to be pretty special, figuring they were a bad sack away from maybe beating the Eagles, winning the NFC Championship game, and winning the Super Bowl. Now it looks like they're back on a Super Bowl track. Loving what I see there. Let's find out more right after the break on Moneyline.
Sports SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Yeah, did you just hear that commercial, guys, that just played right there on this one, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159? Talking about text. Anybody know about text in the Northeast? Kevin, I know. Can you hear me now, Kev? You there?
Yeah,
ready to go?
You. Oh, yeah.
All right, so he's here. He's back in. Look a little groggy over there. What happened over there, huh?
Internet, honestly.
Good night of sleep?
Internet was going crazy on us, man. So we're good to go now.
Let's get after it. By the way, the text.
Why are you talking about text?
Yeah, because the commercial was like, we're not like a tick. You know, we have some of these wacky, read-ins. But the reason I say that is ticks love me, and I have two dogs, and I walk them all the time. I get busted up by ticks. Like, I'll roll over to bed at night and just, like, itch my arm, and there's a tick on me, and I get so angry. And when they bite me, it stays with me for, like, months on end. Itchy, all that stuff. It just, my wife doesn't get attacked. I get attacked by them from the dogs. But yesterday, and again, it's March 9th, chilly temperatures. The dogs for long walks yesterday, found a tick on my dog, so it's already started, and now I'm just dreading it now, because I know they're going to end up getting me. They are. They're
interesting.
Now, you lived in the city, so there's no ticks there, but now you have two dogs, not in the city anymore.
Right, yeah.
But I'm in a real wooded area, too, so.
We don't really do, at least we haven't, and now the weather is going to change, but,
yeah.
I mean, it's been a while since we've gone on a long walk. Like, we've got the backyard area. Kind of let them do their thing. You know, they get their exercise. Now, are ticks dangerous or just annoying? Like,
both.
High-level mosquito?
You can get Lyme disease. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, they can give you, like, disease and all that stuff. But they're just, like nobody, like, something, you see, like, an ant on your hand. Like, oh, how'd I get that? And you wipe it off. Like, when you see a tick, like, panic sets in. Like,
because
they're just, like, different, like, type of species at that point. So, I've gotten attacked in the past and horrible, and you know, sometimes you got to go to a doctor and you got to get special cream for it and stuff like that. So I'm expecting again to get lit up by ticks again this year. And again, Kevin, it's like sometimes you get like bit by something, a mosquito, like, oh, you itch it and it's gone by the next day. Like, they stay on me for months at a time.
That's
like
not
the
good.
Actual, like, yeah, no, it's not just the way my skin is reactive to it. So that just brought, I didn't want to bring up ticks, but the fact that Sports Grid brought up the ticks made me bring up the ticks.
Yeah,
by the way,
having PTSD.
Yeah, Twitter/X messing around all morning. I think it's struggling right now at this point. Tried to hit a retweet on our show. Couldn't do it. But the people are listening out there. We understand that. But also, it's free agent day in the NFL. Now, free agency in the NFL, not really all that exciting because there's not really too many good free agents. But the fun was yesterday when I said on Friday, Kevin, you're going to get a lot of deals coming in this weekend. So teams have exactly understanding of what, how much money they have to spend in free agency. And you don't want to get your players get to free agency. We saw a flurry today. We'll get to the ones yesterday. J.C. Horn, highest paid cornerback in NFL history now, as he re-signs with the Carolina Panthers. Khalil Mack is back to the Chargers at this point. 1 year, $18 million. You see Jalen Warren signs the, or they hit him with the restrictive free agent tag. So he can't leave Pittsburgh at this point. So there's a lot of, like, angle starting to play in today. What is your notion for today on Sam Darnold, by the way? Is he signed by the end of the day?
Well, this is a funny thing. This is stuff that I feel you and I have always both kind of laughed at. Today starts the legal tampering period.
Yes.
It's not even like officially free agency. And yet everybody apparently knows that Sam Darnold's going to go to Seattle.
Yeah.
So, yeah, like, here's my thing. I don't have much of a take on what will happen with Darnold because it appears, Donnie, we've already been told what will happen with Sam Darnold. Seattle, I guess, you know, some people are like, well, why would you get rid of Geno just to pay Sam Darnold? It doesn't look like Geno wanted to stay. And again, teams just refuse to be bad is essentially what I'll call it. So, yeah, they're going to pay Sam Darnold in the range of probably $40 to $45 million, which is just wild, just absolutely wild.
Yeah, fresh from the heels of Josh Allen getting $250 million in guaranteed money. So the amount of money that these teams have to spend is astronomical. Now, granted, if it is going to be on a player of talent, yes, you understand that. But let's just start with Geno Smith, which sometimes when these things hit the wire, I get such a kick out of it because most people are like, oh, that's interesting, and they get their quarterback in Vegas. You know what I look at and say? Damn it, Seattle's the most healthy organization I've seen in a long time. They won 10 games last year and realized they couldn't win a damn thing with Geno Smith, that wide receiving core, and their money structure, and they blew it all out. And I absolutely, positively love it. Now, if they go out and sign Sam Darnold...
I don't think that's what happened, Donnie.
Like, what happened? Why would you trade anybody?
Because Geno didn't want to negotiate with them and DK Metcalf.
No, they didn't want to pay him,
They wanted to pay
$30 million. Yeah, they didn't want to pay him more than $35 million, is what they said.
I saw that they were offering Geno $40 million. I was conflicting reports, Don.
I didn't see that. I saw it as Geno wanted more money. They figured that that wasn't going to be the freight that they wanted. And then just to get rid of DK Metcalf, when they could have paid him very easily. You know, Lockett moves on at this point. So Jackson Smith and Jigba's that last guy left standing. I love it, though. Like, I never looked at next year coming in, if they re-sign Geno, as they would be any sort of a factor anywhere in football. But now you're saying, all right, let's take that step back. Rams probably going to get it next year. We'll get to them in a second. Let's find our quarterback. If it is Darnold, at least again, when I started buying into Sam Darnold was, I said, all right, I don't think he's a great quarterback. But if you think that he can be that type of quarterback that he was in Minnesota, and he's still in his 20s, by the time your two-year turnaround happens, Kevin, I'm like, you know what? 30, 31 years old, right in the middle of your prime. We're turning the corner. We can win football games. I'll buy that, which is why I was hammering the Raiders and then go, you know what? Like midway through last week, I was like, if they get Darnold and say, we're going to pay him money, that's going to franchise guys. Okay, well, then you found them. And if you can make the right moves over the next 3 years, you could be competitive. That's one thing. But now I see like Geno Smith as a 35-year-old quarterback going to the Raiders, and I laugh. It's one of the stupidest moves I've ever seen. Like, this team is so talent depleted that you just need to lose out at this point, and you're going to try to win an extra game or two to ruin your foundation to get your quarterback for next year. Maybe the dumbest move of the offseason was Geno Smith to me to the Raiders.
But that's why, so again, I don't fully agree with everything that you're saying. I know for a fact that I was telling you that they weren't going to go about it that way. But what, Donnie, they should just draft a quarterback at six and give that player the year behind Geno. Because you don't have to start these guys right away.
Yeah, but you don't have to start them.
That kid
can play decent as a rookie, and you can still be bad, which is the best of both worlds, and get a top pick. Like, let me tell you, if signing Geno means they get two more wins and miss the playoffs, what was the point of getting Geno? Now, granted, I understand the Raiders are the worst-run franchise in the history of professional sports, two winning seasons like the last 25. And if they can win five games, they should throw them a parade. But I look at future long-term benefits of an organization. That was a disastrous day for the Las Vegas Raiders. That's just the way I feel. And we'll talk about it more because there's a lot of players I'm going to have coming up next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Right back at it here. Big time moves, big time extensions. Geno to Vegas. Congratulations, Vegas. You will be the dregs. Well, I guess it's not even a change. Like, oh man, what a once great organization. Like, they were great in like 1983, and after that have been absolutely atrocious top to bottom all the way through. They're lucky they're in Vegas because the draw a lot of times, Kevin, is like, all right, let's just say, I don't know, the Eagles were always a bad franchise. Like, they're not a destination city. Like, hey, you know what? Minnesota's playing Philadelphia this year. We got to go to Philly. Like, nobody says that. But it's like, hey, Vegas stinks this year. And Vegas goes, well, everybody else, the minute they see Vegas is on the schedule, that's the away team game that you pick for your season. Then you go away. So we sell it no matter what. So maybe the Raiders don't care at this point. Like, hey, we'll just be mildly competitive. Hopefully we'll be somewhere near 500. Never win a Super Bowl, but we're Vegas. So we're fine. No big deal.
Yeah, but I think... Donnie, this is kind of the disconnect for me, is the Raiders are not acting different than any other franchise in this league.
Seattle?
Donnie, they're gonna sign Sam Darnold.
But he's young. Here's my argument.
Kevin, if Geno Smith, you're trying to win games.
If Geno Smith was 29 years old, you wouldn't get this argument out of me. I don't think Geno's a great quarterback.
That's true.
At 29, I go, I got maybe 3 to 4 more years with the guy. Maybe we can build and win some football games. Geno is going to be 35 next year on a horrendous roster. What is the point of that? It was like Matthew Stafford, I think he's a good quarterback right now, going to a horrendous situation in Vegas or in New York and be like, that doesn't work. But you know what? he re-signs with the Rams. I go, that's awesome. They're right in their window to win right now. Like, the Vegas Raiders are so bad, they should do a Sixers process tank over the next 2 years, clean house completely, get your quarterback, and unload on the rest of the NFL with draft picks and cap space.
But I feel as if now, for a couple of years, honestly, you've been doing this thing where you go, man, X should do process tank. And here's the thing. I couldn't agree more. I think one day an NFL team will be gutsy enough to actually be willing to lose for three consecutive seasons. And they might change the league forever. And potentially in a bad way. But they legitimately might change the league forever. Donnie, the Raiders have finished in second place in the AFC West, basically half of the last half decade, right? They've made the playoffs twice. And you know what they're thinking this year? We can make the playoffs. Because that's how these teams judge these things, constantly. And you might sit there, Donnie, and say there's no chance they make the playoffs. Yes, there is. Because the Commanders made the playoffs, and the Broncos made the playoffs. And these teams find ways to sneak in.
What's the difference between those three teams I just noticed?
I understand with the rookie quarterback, Donnie. I understand that 100%.
Not even rookie, Kevin. In their prime or young franchise quarterback. You like the Redskins.
So what about when the Giants made the playoffs with Daniel Jones? Like Donnie, teams get into the playoffs that you don't expect to get into the playoffs.
Yes,
the Browns got into the playoffs with Joe Flacco.
Talk to me about Daniel Jones. What was his age when the Giants made the playoffs?
Okay, so what about the Browns making the playoffs with Joe Flacco? Just two seasons ago.
Well, wasn't that on an injury, technically, at that point? Like, that wasn't, like, they expected to be in their window with a lot of talent.
They had all.
But they had talent coming into the season. Like, if you have your franchise guy lined up, and you have a team that you figure can win, because we'll get in the argument the same thing with the Pittsburgh Steelers about what I think they should do. But when I look at a franchise, you should be smart enough as an ownership group to say, are we building towards a championship? Geno Smith doesn't do that for you. It's the opposite. Like, you're going backwards and spending money and using draft capital the wrong way. Like, if they went out and made a move for a 24-year-old quarterback, Kevin, you would never get this out of me. I just get so angry. Like, again, the Giants, they were in on Matthew Stafford. Cooler heads didn't prevail. He ends up with the Giants. And we laugh and go, Stafford's a really good quarterback on a terrible team. This is killing the Giants. That's how I feel about it.
Again, I'm not telling you that I think the Giants should have been great. The other day, a Giants beat reporter was calling it doomsday because Rodgers might land in Minnesota, Daniel Jones in Indianapolis, Fields in Pittsburgh, or with the Jets. It's like, what are the Giants going to do? It's like, what do you mean? What are the NFL still has this thing. Where the only team, Donnie, in the NFL that is prepared to be bad next year is the team picking first overall in the Tennessee Titans. The 31 other teams are like, we're making the playoffs this year. It's crazy, but that's how the league is.
No, and but there are decisions that you can make that make sense. Because there's half the league isn't going to make the playoffs. We understand that every single year. But it's how you're going about your business where it's like, did we really do that the way we were supposed to? Just the way it is. You know who's next? The Pittsburgh Steelers. And then Cleveland's going to get the flames, baby. Stay tuned.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All the topics, they never stop. The NFL 365, every single day, 24/7, never get enough of it. Almost like we should have a Pro Football Today show every single day of the year. Maybe we do, because we just talk so much football all across the networks. Now, we were talking about, you know, DK Metcalf and him moving on to the Steelers, which is interesting. But the Steelers are in a precarious situation for me, because it's one of the few franchises that sometimes I don't really know what their MO is anymore. It's almost like, well, let's just be competitive and we'll go out there, which means be above 500, which also means at the same time, maybe you get a quarterback, maybe you don't get a quarterback, but Mike Tomlin's going to tell any offensive coordinator that comes to town, no matter how high powered he is, Cliff Kingsbury could come in there and be told, we're only throwing 21 times a game. I don't care what you do. We're running the football and keeping it close. Now, as I say that, you just invested majorly, $150 million in a wide receiver, DK Metcalf, who I think is a sensational wideout. If George Pickens gets his act together, that's an unbelievably good 1-2 punch, which is showing you in the NFL, you get a good 1-2 punch, you can win football games. Mm-hmm. But they're not proactive at quarterback, Kevin. It almost feels to me they're waiting for every quarterback to get signed to be like, well, this is the guy left and this is our guy. Does it feel like that to you?
Yeah, we're seeing this. We're seeing it the same. Yeah. The Steelers are lying to their fans. It's very see-through. I always try and call. I want to call these things out, Donnie, but I don't want ever it to come across personal to the reporters. Okay. Yeah. But like Diana Russini's like, Steelers are seeing if they can make a late play for Sam Darnold, though everybody believes he's going to Seattle. Mm. Why are the Steelers making us? We all knew Sam Darnold was on the board. First of all, again, legal tampering period I thought wasn't open yet. But again, like Steelers are not serious or interested in Sam Darnold. Cut it out, okay? We know the score, right? I don't know why we do this. Did you see, I'm sorry, but I have to, did you see the Pelissero tweet? Drove me nuts the other day.
Go ahead. Let's go.
Where he goes, DK Metcalf was excited about the money, but more than anything, prioritized winning in his decision. Mm. No, he didn't. No, he didn't at all. We know that. We're not dumb. I don't know why you would tweet that. He very obviously went where the money was. Otherwise, right. Seattle would have actually got a first-round pick for the guy. What are we talking about?
150 mil. Now, he goes there. Now, let's talk quarterback situation for the Steelers. It's reported that it's down to three guys. Mm. Justin Fields on the team last year. Russell Wilson on the team last year, and then here comes Aaron Rodgers. Now, I'm at the precipice of, I don't really know if it makes any difference either way, but here's, again, that talking point where you have a team in the Pittsburgh Steelers that has enough talent to make a run. And the run, I mean, Kevin, get to the playoffs and win a playoff game. Like that, for me, for an NFL team outside of we were undefeated, we should have went to the Super Bowl. That, I think, could be a successful season for an NFL franchise. Got to the playoffs, yes, that's great. Won a game in advance, fantastic. Where we go from there? But if you look at their roster, great defense if it plays up and stays healthy. Mm-hmm. Offense now with DK Metcalf. Solid running game, decent tight end, couple good wideouts that you have. Who do you go with at quarterback at this point? Because... Go ahead. Now I'll let you, because I have a way that I'm going here, which is baffling me.
So I actually said what they should do weeks ago, I now feel 10 times stronger about, which is just draft a quarterback in the first round. And
where are they at? What's their pick?
So they picked 21. Picked 21. Now, it's very tough. It's that time of year, but we are hearing there are some people, Donnie, who are mock drafting Shedeur Sanders to 21st in these drafts. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't know if that's on the board, but it feels like the Giants are interested in Shedeur. They want Cam Ward. Same with the Browns. Raiders seemingly are going to draft like Ashton Jeanthe at 6. Saints, maybe. I don't know who else is looking quarterback there. But the reality is, if you are the Steelers, you can move from 21 to 8 to get your franchise quarterback. You can. It's a matter of if they want to or not. I think that's what they should be doing.
And also, hear me out on this too. Like the Steelers, if they somehow could get Shedeur Sanders, I think that would be great. Now, they did try something sort of like Kenny Pickett, like, we're not going to really spend all that much capital. It's not going to be a top pick, but I think this guy can play well. They blew him out in a couple years. And maybe rightfully so, they should have done that. But the Steelers, to me, like, if you were left with, let's just say they're not drafting a quarterback. Not going to be Cam Ward, not going to be Shedeur Sanders. And they're not just going to be like, hey, you know what, man, Jackson Dart, guy throws around. Let's draft him at 21 and we'll just start him from day number one.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like it's malpractice of a roster. Like they are, if they are a court, which again, I understand this comes off as, well, yeah, Donnie, everybody's a quarterback short. But hear me out on this. Like if Matthew Stafford was traded to the Pittsburgh Steelers and DK Metcalf is there, we're no longer looking at this, Mike Tomlin, you know, he's going to win 10 games. Like, no, you're saying, you know what? Matthew Stafford's healthy. This team could be a problem. Russell Wilson back this year? That team's not a problem. Justin Fields back? That team's not a problem. But then you look at and say, all right, Aaron Rodgers, who was an unmitigated disaster on a similar type scenario, Kevin. Like, Aaron Rodgers can go like, you know what? You know, it's fun. Well, I play with a lot of veteran teams. And let me get these young whippersnappers in here, 22, 23. Let me see if I can coach them up a little bit myself and have some fun in my final few years. No, no, no.
Yeah.
He went to the Jets with an all-pro caliber roster and burnt into flames with them. So when I say, like, Aaron Rodgers, I actually think makes the most sense statistic-wise with the Steelers because now you have a solid passing game, need a true passer, which he is. But we're not going to get the best of Aaron Rodgers again. Like, why would it be different for Aaron Rodgers in Pittsburgh, Kevin, than the New York Jets?
But Don, forget even the Jets. Like, if we're just... Is there any chance, Donnie, that if Rodgers goes to Pittsburgh, we're betting that team in the Super Bowl? Any chance? I think the answer is no. Now,
yeah.
If you want to bring Rodgers in because he's... You know what? Let's move back for a second, Donnie.
Mm-hmm.
Where else is this guy going? It's Pittsburgh or it's Minnesota, right? All the other seats have filled up. Unless Indianapolis is going to let him compete with Anthony Richardson. The Giants thing is seemingly fluttered out. Would you disagree?
It'd be the stupidest move they could make. But I don't put it against the Giants. Like, the Giants might be left again, musical chairs. Nobody is there. But you're supposed to draft a quarterback at that point in the draft.
Perfect. Yes.
Yes. If Tommy DeVito is your starting quarterback next year, that is a win for the Giants and their fans. A complete win.
Right.
They don't want to do that.
I try and tell people, like, they sign Rodgers and then trade up for Cam Ward. Does anybody think that Giants fans are like, put Cam Ward in? Like, that's
right.
Nobody's sitting there for Rodgers for 12 games. It's crazy behavior.
Yeah. No, it is. But, like, it's again, a lightning rod move for the Steelers, which nobody's ever going to get mad. I can't even believe the Steelers traded for DK Metcalf. Like, no, that's a good move for your football team. But that's one of those moves that's supposed to put you over the top. Like, for me, DK Metcalf winds up with the Green Bay Packers. Hey, got your quarterback? Now it's time to shine. Like, DK again going, hey, I want to go for a winner. And there's two things with the wide receiver. Number one is the money. Money's always got to be right. Number two is, am I going to get 110 catches next year? No, you're not, DK, with Justin Fields or Russell Wilson as your quarterback. Sorry. But that's what he did. What he sold it for.
Do you at all feel that Metcalf, Green Bay should have been willing to meet that offer?
Yes.
Because I tend to agree. I think that Green Bay is still doing this same old song and dance where it's like, what do you want us to do? That they were doing with Rodgers at the wide receiver position. You know? Like, that team does need a legitimate number one option.
Yes.
And they're all dried up.
Higgins has to get back
on the market, Donnie. Come on, look at this stuff.
We got a couple of segments, so I'm glad you brought that up because the segue was coming up next. There's a couple things I want to flame. But one of my favorite flaming topics is going to be, we preach every day and tell whatever organization would ever listen to Sports Grid Network. Young, talented players, sign them sooner than later because every minute you wait, the price of the brick goes higher. And that's exactly what's happening with a couple of situations around the NFL, which we're going to get to next. It's a Monday. Armchair quarterback. It feels like we're in the month of September now talking football of how much stuff went down this weekend. Come on back with us.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Oh, rocking and rolling here on a Monday. So many things happen, including Twitter / X. I mean, what's the deal? Up, down, left, right. Was it AB start or BA start? One of those was contra back in the day. Well, come on now, Twitter. Get it together. We're trying to sit back and watch. We're trying to see who signs what at noon. I can't get my information like this. I don't want to go back to 2002 where I got to refresh ESPN on the screen. You need that information right away, and it's up to Twitter to get that information to us so we can rock and roll right here on Moneyline during the day. That's the only way to do it. But I don't think we even need to spend any time on Josh Allen's contract. I think we can bypass that.
I got something to say about Josh Allen.
All right, go ahead. Say it. Speak on it. Speak your mind.
Because I think you'll agree with me. There are some people out there who believe the NFL salary cap is fake.
Yes.
People like myself, people like Donnie Rideside.
Uh-huh.
And then there are others who are like, no, it's not. Everything comes home to roost. Okay. I am so tired. And I understand... Like, the Eagles are benefactors of this. I want to make that very clear just in case people think it's clouding my judgment. I am tired that every single time a contract resets the market, it also saves their franchise millions upon millions of dollars. Like, that is why the whole thing feels ridiculous. Josh Allen just got the most guaranteed money we've ever seen. And apparently the Bills have cleaned their books out for years to come. It's ridiculous, man. Yep. It's ridiculous.
Like, somehow, like, Zach Bourne played last year on essentially a $3 million deal. Yes. The Eagles go out and pay three for 51. It's like, less of a cap hit than last year. You know what I mean? Like, Saquon Barkley signs a big deal last year. They rip it up and give him more money than any running back's ever got. Like, lower cap hit than last year at this point. Nothing makes any sense. So you're right about that. Like, you, in theory, you should sign Josh Allen and be like, Josh, like, the press conference would be, love Josh, we love him. We have a conversation with him. We can't sign anybody for 6 years because he wanted that money, but we're all understanding that that's what happened with this deal. Not the case. You're right. Like, and again, I'm under the same preface because I understand how the NFL works. And as long as the cap goes up, you can manage anything. But it's like, hey, like, they just spent all that money. Like, hey, in 2 years, it's probably going to be a great deal, which it probably will. Like, I'm waiting for the 1 year. Like, it's like, whoa, the cap was 275, just dropped to 222. And like, it's bloodshed in the streets because nobody can afford anything out there at this point. It's incredible the money that's going around at this point.
Yeah, and I don't want to step on where you're going, but I just want to say, Dallas and Cincinnati, you are now...
Oh, yeah.
Like Donnie's hitting the Raiders up. Donnie, the Raiders are the best-ran organization in comparison to those two, let me tell you.
Like, and let's get to it now, because it starts with a couple different directions here, where it's like, all right, DK Metcalf just got $150 million. And you know me, the minute that trade went down, I read it, and before even thinking about the impact of DK to the Seattle... from Seattle to the Steelers, I just started laughing, going like, man, Mike Brown, he was probably right in the middle of that contract negotiation. Agent goes, hold on 1 minute, Mike. Boop, boop, puts him on hold, comes back. All right, add $5 million per year now on top of what you already have. What do you mean? Another guy just signed. Like, we're going to wait for everybody to sign, reset the market multiple times and hit it, which is, you're right. And also, Myles Garrett, which I'm going to get back to Cincinnati in a second. Myles Garrett, $40 million per year. He's a quarterback now. He's a quarterback on a 3 or 4 win football team. $123.5 million guaranteed. And Jerry Jones out there like, hey, you know what works best for this organization? We just wait till the last minute. And the Cowboys make more money than anybody. So money doesn't really matter. But there is a sort of, as Kevin and I will say, a salary cap where it's like, you know, the goal in this business is to not pay everybody the most they could possibly get at every position because we want to build a championship, which is why they haven't won a Super Bowl since the mid-1990s. Like, that's not, the goal is not to be like, yo, everybody loves playing for the Cowboys because they overpay for everybody and they wait. Like, Myles Garrett sees that and says, all right, I got the $40 million. Like, you instantly now have a floor, not a ceiling, Kevin, a floor for the new contract that Micah Parsons is going to get. So Micah's going to get four. Dak counts $90 million against the cap before they just restructured him here. You're going to have a defensive player, Kevin, making $50 against the cap?
Yeah, here's my thing. Like, I know that it's not really how teams operate. And saying that Cincinnati should trade Ja'Marr Chase is even one of those things that go, hey, I think they should, but they won't, right? I now actually think it's on the board. That Micah Parsons gets traded. Am I insane for even believing that that's possible?
Kevin, it's the smart move now. Like, understand, like, because, and we'll get back to Myles Garrett here for a moment. Myles Garrett is the best defensive end in football. Best defensive end money can buy. I look at that contract and be like, man, price of bricks getting up there. I just disagree with the team that paid it because they're going to get no return on investment. And I say this multiple times. If they would have traded him for 2 first round picks and the same deal went down with the Buffalo Bills, I'm like, oh my God. Home run for the Bills. Even though they just paid a guy $40 million a year, that could be the missing piece. But you're right. Like, if Micah Parsons can get you 2 first-round draft picks and you can turn them into good football players, why would you? Because we're no longer talking about Kevin. Like, hey, he's going to count $26 million or $20. He's going to be around the $45 million mark as a defensive player. And I know you never should do this. And yes, the Dallas Cowboys have enough talent to make a run, and a run meaning, again, make the playoffs and win a playoff game. But let's just say you always have to play devil's advocate. Like, Michael Parsons hurts his hamstring next year. And it's like, okay, a quarterback will be back in a little bit. That's devastating. Hopefully we can get by. But like, a defensive player making quarterback money, I don't know. And again, resetting the market on Myles Garrett. I just, I don't know. I'm having a tough time around what these Michael Parsons decisions are going to be.
Yeah, look, I think that they, and but they've put themselves in these spots. Like, we look at it and we think like, ooh, Dallas, like Parsons and Lamb and Dak, they must be so frustrated. No, they must be over the moon. The reality is NFL contracts are not that hard. Lamar Jackson and the Baltimore Ravens were having a standoff for the ages. Jalen Hurts got paid and Lamar Jackson was paid 6 minutes later.
Yes.
Because they went, yeah, we'll just do that deal, but a dollar more.
Yep. Correct.
So Parsons isn't nervous. CeeDee Lamb was not nervous and Dak was not nervous. They go, this is great. Longer you wait, the more I'll get paid. This is fantastic. And now here's the difference though between Dallas and Cincinnati. Dallas then ends up actually paying these guys.
Mm-hmm.
I have no idea what's going to happen in Cincinnati. Because there's no way T. Higgins can be taken $8 million less than DK Metcalf. There's just no way.
No. No, and we're going to talk about that too. And also, Ed Werder, just a couple of moments ago, sent out a tweet, which again, is going to make me laugh about the Dallas Cowboys. We'll get to that. Uh-oh. We'll close it down in style. Coming up next, right here on Moneyline on the Sports Grid Network.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Free agency tampering period starts today. Understand this, people. We love March Madness. It's such a fun time this weekend. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, looking at college basketball, betting college basketball, profitable as well. Tomorrow, conference tournaments get underway, but we're perfect tomorrow. 11 a.m. start. We will look at every single game tomorrow, handicap them, have some fun, maybe some futures to give out. But obviously, the NFL is carrying the day today. I did want to bring up this tweet from Ed Werder. Here's, again, this is what makes me laugh about the Cowboys. Michael Parsons told media, this is probably previously, he was willing to take a discount and hope the Cowboys would be proactive with him to create opportunities to improve the team through free agency. Source then says, no significant progress made and nothing imminent as both Max Crosby and Myles Garrett signed major deals. So, like, if you would have just signed him like 2 weeks ago, you probably would have saved Kevin $5 million a year against the cap against it. But you chose to wait. It never gets better when you wait. What, does that ever gotten better? Or are you hoping this, like, thank God we didn't sign him that deal and he blew his knee out and will never play again. Woo, we died. Like, nobody thinks like that.
No, well, Donnie, Dak did blow his leg out and they still paid him 100 times over. So, but again, my only thing is, like, I think they should trade Parsons because I know they're willing to pay Parsons, if that makes any sense.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I know they're going to give him $45 million because they're crazy. And they're poorly ran.
Like, Kevin, let's just say
I don't know what's going to happen.
Two ones for Parsons, right? Let's just say they get two ones. Are you down on the Cowboys this year if they traded Parsons for two number ones? Like, that was a deal breaker. I can't bet the Cowboys now. I don't think anybody would say that. You get rid of Michael Parsons. Let's just say you add Josh Sweat. Like, nowhere near Michael Parsons. But I'm just saying you add a comparable somewhat piece to the defensive end. Then you have a first round pick this year and two of them next year.
So long-term, okay, so long-term, it probably will work out for them to a degree, right?
Yeah.
But they will be worse. Like, you know how there's a part of me, I've told you this throughout the offseason, like the 80-1 on the Dallas Cowboys doing the Super Bowl numbers are just so crazy. Because you and I agree, they're not going to be terrible.
No, they won't.
You lose Parsons, Donnie, I can't get to any of those numbers, I can tell you that now. No, but here's the problem. Here's the problem. If Parsons is on the board, what's that landing spot? Who, like, there's no way they'll let him go to Philly, even though that would be his dream.
They won't. Yeah.
Right?
Bills? Still?
Still
with a ton of money.
Hold on. You remember when for years we were like, Buffalo has to get one of the superstar running backs, and they never did? We're now doing this with tires. Buffalo needs a superstar edge. They're just not going to do it. They need a superstar receiver. They're not going to do it.
Not going to do it. But we're going to give our quarterback double the money when he didn't need it yet.
Like, that's what we're getting.
Smart organization, probably, with the Buffalo Bills to make. Honestly, they paid him a lot of money. But restructure his current deal. Kick the can down the road. Trade for Michael Parsons and get DK Metcalf. Like, we have a three-year window right now. We're going to have to blow it up after. We understand that fully. But now is the time to win. They just don't go in at that point here, which is interesting. Now, we do have a little bit of seconds here to spend with the Bengals, Kevin. And you're right about that. The fact that they like, hey, Trey Henderson, we'll see what we can do. Major deals come out. We can't even afford you. Now, the question's going to be, though, is he is a hot commodity on the trade market. But now other teams are like, wait a second. I'm going to give you, let's just say, a high two or maybe a low one, and I got to pay Trey Henderson $30-plus million a year. Like, I feel like his trade value is now getting diminished because you're not trading to get him under his current. Like, hey, I'll give you a second for 1 year. We'll see if it works out. Like, no, you're giving up a second pick and then giving up one of the most top five all-time defensive contracts ever signed in football to get that guy. And then you go back to Chase. You're right. Like, T. Higgins' agent looks at DK Metcalf and goes, we are the same guy. I want the same amount of money. And they go, well, he wasn't a free agent. Neither was DK Metcalf. DK wasn't a free agent. Like, hey, he took a... No, that was an open market deal, which is why T. Higgins' mom was getting on Twitter X last week, getting really angry because you're right. You tagged me last year. I play good soldier. You tagged me again and be like, you'll play under these terms when everybody is breaking the bank around you is crazy.
If you're T. Higgins, though, maybe the idea, Donnie, is Kirk Cousins it. Because Cousins did it. Cousins went double tag. That guy's never not played for fully guaranteed money. It's like, I don't know. Maybe he can just keep doing this. I don't understand the Cincinnati Bengals. I don't know how you can keep operating like this. Your watch. And I'll just throw this out there. One of the reasons I thought Joe Brady was the number one top candidate this offseason is I don't think it's out of the realm of possibility that in the next 3 years, Joe Burrow requests a trade out of Cincinnati. And you might tell me they'll never get rid of him, but step one is requesting the trade, and I do think it's on the board.
And you know what they'll tell him, Kevin? You're under contract. If we only win 3 games next year because you don't play, I didn't pay you, we all won all the way around. It's a horrible organization, and it's run that way. And it's a shame. Mm-hmm. That's a smaller market that have had a real owner. They could be doing damage. Like, why do the Packers are beloved. Why? Because he's had some decent ownership over the years. The Bengals, not the case. That'll do it for today's show. We'll be back tomorrow for JP Bond, Lewis, and Steel, Donnie Redside, Kevin Walsh. Tuesday, we'll be right back. Yeah.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.